Thank you, councillors, staff and member of the public. Welcome to the Yarrella Shire Extraordinary Meeting on the 25th of January. The time is 12 noon. The prayer, Almighty God, we humbly ask you to grant your blessing upon this council, direct and prosper our deliberations to the advancement of your glory and the true welfare of the people of the Shire and Australia. Amen. In the recognition of traditional owners, that Yarrella Shire recognise the traditional custodians of the land, the Annawan people, on which we meet, and acknowledge the Aboriginal elders past and present. We extend their respect to other Indigenous and Australians who may be present at this meeting today. Webcasting this meeting is being audio recorded, and the recordings of the non-confidential parts of the meeting will be made available on the internet. No other persons are permitted to record the meeting unless specifically authorised by council to do so, and persons attending the meeting should refrain from making defamatory statements. I'm going to reinforce that point. There'll be no personal comments made through any of this discussion. I won't stand for any of that, please. Electronics, devices, mobile phones, please ensure they're switched off. We don't have a public address as such. Councillors, there's only the one item on the agenda for this extraordinary meeting, so that no other business will be entered into today. And just get the details. So the report 7.1, notice of motion, the need to review council's 2021-22 budget control spending and produce a break-even or surplus budget. And councillors, I've agreed that the general manager will have an opportunity to address councillors before we then move through a formal process of having a mover and seconder. I'll then allow, if people so choose, to move into committee while we have a frank and friendly discussion. However, as I say, it must remain at all times professional. Thank you, General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So councillors have received the notice of motion and the executive advice in that motion. I'll take it that everybody's had the chance to read that. So just a few additional points to assist council. So, as you're aware, I'm sure, the 2021-22 operational plan and budget was adopted by council, and the general manager is delivering operations in accordance with this plan. So, as you also are aware, the general manager has prepared orientation and induction training, a plan for that, to prepare the new council for their responsibilities, which include developing a new community strategic plan, the four-year delivery program, and the 2022-23 operational plan and resourcing strategy to support that first financial year, using the best endeavours that we have with our approved and available resources. Although the first part of part one of this motion, as you will have read in my executive advice, or our executive advice, is unlawful as it's written, it is understood that the focus of this motion is on council's financial sustainability. And certainly from the general manager and executive's perspective, council's financial sustainability is the top priority. So the question then is, how does council make cuts to the budget and therefore expenditure? In simple terms, council's role is to determine the services to be delivered, noting that some of the services are legislated, that is, you have to deliver them, and the service standards for each service, and again, some standards have regulated standards that we must meet, and others you have some discretion over the level of standard you set. The general manager will then advise the council on the resources needed to implement those services in the form of a draft budget, and this includes budget for staff or contractors. And council then ultimately, having worked through a process, adopts that budget. If the resources approved in the adoption budget are at a lower level than proposed, then the general manager will advise what can be done with those resources in terms of the services and service standards, or what can't be done, I guess, equally as well. So with 5 months remaining in the current financial year, it would be difficult to cut the budget unless council resolve expressly to cut a particular service or reduce a service level. Furthermore, it's important for council to be aware that in accordance with the legislation and indeed the contract you have with your general manager, that you provide adequate resources to enable the General Manager to carry out the duties and functions of the role. So this leads to a further question. How does Council know that the resources being requested to deliver the services are adequate but not excessive? So the Office of Local Government provides benchmarking, which gives some guidance. Council can resolve for an independent service review of specific areas of, or of the whole of the organisation. And indeed, a review of all services will be recommended in the 22-23 operational plan and budget, and I've already drafted a budget bid to put before you for your consideration in the coming months. So in conclusion, part one of the motion should not be moved as drafted. An alternate recommendation has been provided for part one of the motion in the executive advice in the business paper, and just for the record, part three of the motion has already been completed. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, General Manager. I'm now going to invite the mover and seconder of the motion to put their motion and then talk to it. Normally I would be... I'll just wait a moment.
Sorry,
no, I'll wait till you got it there. Yes.
And can I just ask a quick question? Sorry, while we're interrupted. So the General Manager was just saying a whole lot of stuff. Is that actually documented anywhere that we can follow it, or is that just a separate document that you have been providing it?
If you go to the what was sent out to council laws, it included some comments from the general in an email that's on the Next Cloud. The General Manager has added some body to that, but basically that's they're the core items.
So sorry, was it an email or is it on Next
Cloud? It's on Next Cloud. Yeah. It's part of the business paper for this business, for this meeting.
I don't need you to read it again, but I'm just
wondering. I'll wait till you find it.
Can you tell me where it is, please? In papers.
Thanks, Wendy.
I've got the minute. I have got the thing. I've got the page. It's the executive advice, part one of the motion. Thank you very much. I couldn't work out.
As I say, some latitude. So as a... Okay, so as I mentioned before, normally what I would do is I would ask somebody to move a motion. If it's seconded, if there's no one's going to speak against it, I would put the motion. However, in this case, given that a number of councillors expressed a view in this matter, I'm prepared to hear the motion and hear with feedback from Councillor Crouch and then from Councillor Toomey, and then ask the councillors move us into committee while we have a discussion. When we move out of committee, there are obviously an alternate motion there for councillors to consider that was been drafted by the General Manager. However, at all times we need to be respectful. So Councillor Crouch, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd firstly like to thank the General Manager for her advice. Always appreciate and consider the advice that's given. The former council signed off on a deficit budget, which has concerned me since it was signed off on. There's no doubt from any of us, I think, that there's need to balance the budget. The feedback through the recent election showed that we have to balance the budget by reducing expenditure without substantially cutting frontline services. That course of action was really strongly endorsed at the recent election. I see there are two key steps to bring our budget under control. The first one is to limit recruitment to positions critical to frontline delivery. The second one's to contain expenditure on materials and contracts. In terms of recruitment, Section 355 of the Local Government Act, functions of the General Manager, includes as one of the functions H, to appoint staff in accordance with the organisation structure determined under this chapter and the resources approved by Council. If we look at the start of this chapter, section 332(1)(a), the General Manager must, after consulting the Council, determine the positions other than the senior staff positions within the organisation structure of the Council. The General Manager must also implement the Council's workforce management strategy. Consult means to seek counsel from, ask advice of. Counsel's advice, opinion or instructions given in directing the judgment or conduct of another or the interchange of opinions. I don't recall counsel being consulted in any manner or form in the determination of the positions within the organisation of counsel. In fact, only a couple of days ago, councillors didn't even know what positions there were in the structure, let alone being consulted about it. Therefore, my belief is that any recruitment or deletion of positions that has occurred in relation to the revised structure developed without consultation with council are in breach of the Act. In the last 5 years, while staff numbers in council have remained about the same, there's a community perception that our outside staff have been declining and we're doing more outside work by contract. If this is correct, and I haven't had access to the figures to confirm or deny that, then that shift's not mentioned in our workforce management strategy and therefore is again in breach of the Act. It's also a requirement of the Act that if a councillor proposes activities that will require expenditure, they must specify the source of the funds. I have been remiss in not doing that within the motion, as I put. I would propose the source of these funds be evenly divided amongst organisational leadership, financial management and works and civil from savings to be made as part of the strategy. In terms of containing expenditure, we need to put something in place that increases council's control to target expenditure to our most important activities. I believe we start by reducing the maximum spend at any one item and ensuring that major items purchased are specified within the budget. Basically, to bring a budget in surplus, we need to save $1 million in the next 5 months. I don't believe that's possible to that level, but I certainly believe we can start that process. Feedback I've received suggests our community would be very supportive of a pause in recruitment and any major non-critical purchases while we take stock of our staffing and expenditure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Crouch. Councillor Toomey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I supported this motion and I particularly see it as being important that we start this discussion around the budget as quickly as we possibly can. I would have liked to start it on the 24th of December if I could have, but we must start it now, because it is one of the key things that our community expects of us as a councillor group, is to come to grips with the budget. I share Councillor Crouch's concerns, and I won't repeat what he said, but the way the employment is happening with what are the contractors, what are the full-time, what is the balance actually of where we are, our employment is going, and how are we managing that balance in terms of the planning and the actual, the finite critical jobs of council, as opposed to some of the extra things that maybe they're the areas we should be looking at, what we should and shouldn't be doing. Is that where contractors are involved? Is that where this helps us bring things back in? As I've long said, I think there needs to be a review of how we spend grant money, and I'd like to see, as part of this overall discussion, not as part of this motion specifically, but as part of this budget discussion, I'd like to see us see an acquittal of grants that identifies how much is spent by employing our own staff to do the work and how much is spent on contracts and consultants. And I think these are the things that will help us and our community in this discussion to get to the point where we actually can understand where we can make savings. Our core functions are where we must focus. I do believe our community expects that of us, and they want to understand what is optional. It's a very hard space to navigate when you don't live in it, and that's what our job is, to be able to articulate that to our community. Staffing recruitment is something that has been expressed to me as an area where people would like to see a pause until we understand what is being done by staff that are full-time employment, currently fully employed by council, and those who are contracts or consultants. I would like to see us really clearly pause any asset purchase that has not already been specifically identified in the 21-22 budget, so that we don't end up with more assets to manage, depreciate, renew and maintain. If they've already been identified, I'm on record as saying I didn't support that budget, except council in the last council adopted it, but I was always said that it needed serious revision. It was not the budget we should have adopted. I think 5 months is too long to wait to start this work, and we must start now. I do believe we can't do enough to make some inroad, and whatever inroad we make is going to make an impact on the budget. I think not quite knowing what we don't know is a big challenge for us as a group, and as a councillor of you know, this is my second term, I'm still concerned by what I don't know, and I'd like us to all have really frank and friendly discussions, as the Mayor says, around that. So I support this as it is. I understand that there might be nuances to be had, but I in doing my research as part of putting this together, I looked at all sorts of sections of the Act, but I want to read to you section 333, which is the redetermination and review of structure. The organisation structure may be redetermined under this part from time to time. The council must review and may redetermine the organisation structure within 12 months after any ordinary election of council. It's highly relevant that we start this conversation now. I have to say I absolutely, and I have, you know, I've been very honest with the general manager that I support her in her work here. I absolutely see she walked into something very challenging. To notify councillors in an email about plan changes that didn't specify what those changes were, and as I did say to the general manager in an email, and I've said on record before, my response was that I needed to let her know I felt that was not consultation. And I just needed to be really honest with you that that is where we are at. Consultation is a conversation, and that's what we need
just,
to have.
Yeah, we just need to be careful, Councillor Toomey, please.
Relaying the facts as they were.
No, rather than debate facts, if we can just generalise a bit for me, please.
The statement is consultation is a two-way street, not a notification of what's been done. And that's the that's not a matter of opinion, that's a dictionary definition. So that's where I stand on it. This is a topic we have to come to grips with as a council, and as a leadership team, this is our decision, how we want to manage this and how we want to wrestle back control of the budget.
Thank you. For us to move into committee so that everybody else, I need to move in a second, please. Councillor McMullen, Councillor O'Connor, all those in favour? Yes, thank you. So I'm going back a step before I do that. That Councillor Crouch and Councillor Toomey moved the recommendation as stated in the business paper. Is that correct? Yeah, notice of motion. Thank you. All right. Now we have to move into committee. All those in favour? I'll let you go first, Councillor. Well, I'll find out when I ask other councillors.
I guess so.
Yep. Okay. So do you want to support us moving to committee or not, Councillor Durant?
It's
going
to happen.
Yes or no, please?
Okay.
Thank you. That's unanimous. We're moving to committee. All right. I'm happy to start with you, Councillor Durant.
I've been to the
Councillor McMullen.
Sorry, I'll go around the table. Councillor McMullen.
I shall, through you, Mr. Mayor, to the General Manager. I too have done a fair bit of research in terms of the advice you have provided back to the Council. And I have carefully read the Local Government Act, and I have sought legal advice with respect to the interpretation of that Local Government Act. And there are certain sections which do leave themselves open to interpretation, one of which, if I can get the right one here, yeah, section 332, to which the General Manager referred, it says in terms of the determination of structure of a council, point one, a council must determine the organisation structure. Full stop, end of story. Then we, as a council, must provide resources for the General Manager, to ensure that those resources apply to the filling of those that organisational structure. There are several other references to it further on. For example, it refers to the position of the General Manager as being responsible to appoint staff in accordance with an organisational structure. Agree wholeheartedly, but that it's the council that determines what that organisational structure is. Now, I'm delighted that we have received a very comprehensive organisational structure, and I'm hopeful that low-key and informal discussions which will enable us to get a better understanding of that, because, again, as I commend the General Manager for stating at the outset, it is time for us to revisit that organisational structure because we are a newly appointed council. So all I wanted to state was that I disagree that the determination or suggestion is that it is unlawful. I believe that it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, I share Councillor McMullen's opinion that the statement that part one of the motion relates to the suspension of delegation is unlawful. The executive advice on the point two says that the authority is for the General Manager to appoint, direct and dismiss staff is not a delegation, but is provided directly for the General Manager by Local Government Act, subsection 335H, which reads, to appoint staff in accordance with the organisation structure determined under this chapter and the resources approved by council. That organisational structure is set out within chapter 11 by 3321 little a combined with 3321 capital A. Now, if you look at our website and you see what our organisational structure is, you'll find our organisational structure has the General Manager and three directors. It does not have the junior positions, which is covered by 3321A. So the General Manager, in order to exercise 335H, must already have complied with 3321A. And in my period since February 2019, there has not been consultation with council in determining the positions other than senior staff positions within the organisational structure. So therefore, the statement that the motion in relation to suspension of delegation is unlawful does not meet the criteria, which is what is the organisational structure and what is it? What does it include? So we now have to fall back on the workforce management strategy, which I might add was created in 2015 and technically expired in 2019. And on page 6 of that document, you find there is an organisational structure. And that organisational structure has a General Manager, Director of Infrastructure and Regulation, Executive Manager, Community and Culture, Governance Information Manager, Chief Financial Officer, Manager of Human Services, and under the Director of Infrastructure and Regulation, Manager of Infrastructure and Works, Manager of Planning and Regulation, Manager of Waste and Resource Recovery, and Environmental Management Coordinator, and under the Executive Manager, Community and Culture, Manager Residential Aged Care, Community Care Coordinator, Kamilaroi Services Coordinator, Community Transport Coordinator, and Community Development Coordinator. I am not privy because of my inability to access my computer to get the net. I did not have the advantage of looking at the detailed structure, which I assume was one created under 3321A, capital A. So therefore, I'm not able to say whether or not what is involved within that area. However, because of its lack of consultation with council, it is not something that the general manager and the senior staff can actually expect council to approve or to work to fund. We are restricted by the workforce management strategy and the adopted organisational structure. So therefore, requiring the general manager to restrict recruitment of staff to the organisational structure and therefore the organisation structure as published and the workforce management strategy is the two areas that this motion will require. And it means that unfortunately everything that's been done without consultation with council cannot be operated on. Now, you can go back to September last year at the council meeting, and I moved a motion which would have regulated that. In other words, had the items brought forward. Unfortunately, the council of the day voted not to accept that. So therefore, the opportunity for the general manager to have the approval or the consultation with the council for the determination of positions other than senior manager positions was not taken at that time. And since it was not taken at that time, the general manager does not have the ability, does not have the legal requirement provided to her by 3321 capital A to hire and fire under that structure that she's obviously created and a number of councillors have had the privy of reading, which when I get my computer I will do that. But to make it able to be used in 335H, the general manager must have that consulted with the council before operation within that area can be done. And the thrust I see of this motion is to restrict any hiring and firing around that to be in that particular area. Sorry, not recruiting, not firing. So I support the motion as it stands. I would say that I disagree with the executive's statement that part one of the motion in relation to the suspension of delegation is unlawful. It is not, because all it's requiring is for the delegation to be restricted to what is available, not to what is said to be available or thought to be available. It is lawful within what has been passed by this council. So the items which have not met the criteria of 3321 and 3321 capital A cannot be used to employ staff. So, and I also agree can't be a runaround by using alternative star labour hire to replace. We need to have our staff, and we need not to be diminished by the use of labour hire, if that ever is being contemplated. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bower. Oh, sorry, you, Councillor Doran.
Thank you. I'd like to say that I support the motion put forward by Councillor Crouch and Councillor Toomey, and thank you to the words of Councillor McMullen and O'Connor, and I agree and endorse the motion.
Councillor Bower.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It seems to me there's a lot of toing and froing. We were put in this position by the public. So what I'm doing is getting back to a simple task, and it seems to me that when I'm doing something, I want to have a look at a business plan. To have a look at a business plan properly, you need information. I feel there's a lack of information coming through, financial information, that I need to make an educated or uneducated, whichever way you want to look at it, decision. I do support the motion put through, nearly totally, but it stems further than that. We've got a budget deficit of 1.8 plus, this is before grants and contributions. How can you just throw a figure like that out without seeing the grants and the contributions? I'm a bit matter of fact, I apologise for that. I haven't got a legal mind. I'm listening to what's been said, and as long as the homework's been done properly, it's justified. On both sides I'm talking here. So for me, I want more information financially coming through on this. I will support the budget if I've got all the information. I'll certainly support the motion, but things will have to change. I'm not going to come along here and have power of veto put on top of me. I mean, I'm better off staying at home working. So for us to do a proper job for the public that put us in here, and they're demanding it, they really are, we need to have a look at this bottom line. And that's our job, and that's where I'm coming from. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Burrows.
I support this motion as well.
Councillor Petroff.
Yes, I support the motion. And can I just say that we have to remember that the decisions we make here is not just our money, this is the community's money. And putting the rates up to the amount that has been suggested for large landholders is exorbitant. Landholders have enough tough times. So I think we really need to remember that we have the responsibility of caring for their financial situation. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, councillors. Two issues. I'll look to move us out of committee in a moment. I think we need, working on Councillor Bower's thoughts, that we need to see this as the start of a discussion, not the end of one. Whether we argue about what's lawful or unlawful, I appreciate all the advice. We do need to make sure that this is the start of a positive discussion about how we sort some of those issues out. So if somebody can move me. I was going to give you an opportunity once we moved out of committee.
I just want to make an observation that I hope will help inform some of the voting. And I would be questioning that if it was possible through you, Mr. Mayor, for the General Manager to provide some answer on that might help. As I read out section 333, the review of the structure is important. As of last night or recently, had the org chart delivered to us. What I had meant to say before was that I have found every other council provides that publicly, and I'd like to understand why we don't.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, thank you for the question. If I could perhaps just make a few comments on the total. I will, Councillor Toomey. I'm here to give you advice, okay? And then you will make your the council will make its decision. So firstly, it's the practice of most councils to put on their website the senior staff positions and department structure and maybe one level down. So we're not inconsistent there. And Mr. Mayor, if I could just touch on a few other summary points. So firstly, in preparing the executive advice, I did get some advice from your legal officer as part of your LGNSW membership. And so I haven't just sort of unilaterally said this is unlawful. I've had advice. I've also sought some counsel of some other experienced general managers. When Councillor McMullen said the council must determine the organisation structure full stop, that's actually, the full stop's not at that point. The council organises, determines the senior staff positions. And at this point in time, you only have one senior staff position, that is the general manager. It is very clear in the legislation that the general manager determines the positions. And there was a minor review of structure last year, which does not mean we will not do another review. We must do another review in the first 12 months as part of the processes we are working through with all of our IPNR documents. The adjustments I made last year and other minor adjustments I will make are me running the day-to-day operations of council as I'm required to do by the legislation, by the contract of employment that I have with council. The legislation has very deliberately set that up. There are industrial rules that I have to follow. There are lots and lots of factors that come into play on a daily basis with how we use the resource, or how I determine with the directors how to use the resources council has allocated to deliver on the services that council has set to deliver. It is not a matter for council to decide the specifics of every little individual position and structure. The workforce management strategy, we do need to prepare a new one. For some reason, a couple of years ago, before I arrived here, it was merged into the delivery program and operational plan. My view is we will split them out again as we set up the new suite of strategic documents for council. And the only other point to mention is Councillor Crouch has proposed that in moving the motion, he would propose that it's resourced essentially internally by the executive staff. Right at this point in time, the workload we've got between now and 30 June, preparing for next year's budget and all of your IPR documents, we are going to be completely stretched as it is. So if you then ask for an additional layer of work to be done on top of that, you will need to vote some additional funds so we can insource some assistance with that. And I would just, Mr. Mayor, just for the record, reiterate and maintain that the first part of part one of the motion is unlawful and should not be moved or seconded and certainly should not be resolved in the way it's written. Thank you.
I just wanted to bring to councillors' attention that Walker Council has an org chart. It's pretty extensive. It is in their delivery program and operational plan. I believe it should remain there for us as well. It is actually what we're resourcing. It is a key part of what we're looking at. So the community should be able to see. It's what goes out to them for conversation as well. And Mr. Mayor, I guess I'd like to leave with you the fact that I think our org chart should be as public as everyone else, or as Walker's certainly is. They're a neighbouring council. It's extremely relevant for us to be looking that way. Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody move us out of committee, please. Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Doran, all those in favour? Sorry, hit the... Thank you, councillors. Unanimous to move out of committee. We have the two options in front of us, but at this stage, only the one moved by Councillor Crouch and seconded by Councillor Toomey. The other option hasn't had any movement. So if that's the case, I'll ask Councillor Crouch to again move his motion, please.
In the event that the motion doesn't get up, I would foreshadow the alternative motion, just so that we've got something on the cards.
Thank you, Councillor O'Connor. Councillor Crouch.
I would like to move the motion as set out in the notice of motion, We can delete the last point, given that that has been addressed. Given that the second is happy to delete that point.
Yep.
Council must get control of the budget. Otherwise, we will go down the same path as Central Coast Council. And for those of you that are not familiar, I'd encourage you to Google where Central Coast Council is up. Where, on the advice of staff, they spent their restricted funds, they spent their reserves, they had to go and beg the state government to pay their salaries. This is what happens when a council doesn't exert and insist on having the control a council should have and is entitled to have. This is indeed the start of a discussion, and a discussion that we need to have, and the sooner we have it, the better. Because the sooner we have it, the sooner we'll start achieving the savings we need to achieve. Now, the General Manager, in her advice to Council, states that part one of the motion is unlawful, and if passed, it may result in a local government inquiry. The General Manager also states that Council may need to engage a consultant to develop a strategy to bring our budget into surplus, and correctly states there's no budget allocation for that. We have highly skilled staff, even if they're working, and they are working quite hard, but I see this activity as a really high priority to get our budget back on track. And it contributes to next year's budget. It doesn't just feed into this year's. We need to take firm action to contain our expenditure within our income, no more or no less than we all do on a regular basis in our private lives. We've got a strong endorsement for our community to go down this track. Now, if it comes to an inquiry by the Office of Local Government, and when I'm evaluating options, I look at worst case scenarios. The worst case scenario that we could look forward to there and the state government could look forward to is council discipline for taking control of budget. I don't think so.
Thank you, Councillor Toomey is the seconder.
I don't think I need to add any more except to say I endorse the budget. I endorse point one and two as written. And I would like to see the staff structure made publicly available and in our workforce document. Thank you. Our operational plan and delivery program.
Is there anybody wishes to speak against the motion that are put in front of you? I'll then read the two items out and then we'll vote. Thank you. That Council 1, suspend the delegation of the General Manager for recruitment of staff and alternative labour hire to Council without Council's approval, pending the development of a Council-approved strategy to bring the 2021-22 budget into surplus. And 2, amend the General Manager's delegation to accept quotations for the supply of goods and services to a maximum of $150,000 for any one item already specified in the 2021-22 budget, and require the General Manager to bring to Council any purchasing and contract decisions made about that amount. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you, councillors. That closes the meeting. We don't need to move anything else.
Just the closing time.